This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The UK's top diplomat arrived in Kyiv for an unannounced visit less than a week after the country's prime minister traveled to the Ukrainian capital. Britain's foreign secretary, James Cleverly, on Friday morning met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and the country's foreign minister. During his visit, Cleverly promised a further $3.6 million in funds to help with the rebuilding of infrastructure destroyed since the start of the war and support for survivors of sexual assault. Numerous reports, including by UN representatives and global rights NGOs, have alleged widespread sexual violence by Russian troops against Ukrainian civilians since Moscow launched its invasion in February. In the U.S., retailers are anxious to see if inflation will curb spending for Black Friday shoppers. The day after the Thanksgiving holiday is usually the top American shopping day of the year. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on shoppers, and many are reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale. They're also more selective about what they buy. Some shoppers are also dipping into their savings and are turning increasingly to buy now, pay later services, such as Afterpay and PayPal's 6 months no interest. Some pandemic habits are sticking around. Major retailers, including Walmart and Target, again closed their stores on Thanksgiving Day. And many moved away from doorbusters, the deeply marked down items offered for a limited time that drew crowds. Instead, the discounted items are available throughout the month on Black Friday or the holiday weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malawi's Vice President Salos Chilima is out on bail after his arrest in connection with alleged kickbacks. It's the latest in a series of arrests of officials suspected of corruption. Lamek Messina reports.
Malawi's Anti-Corruption Bureau says Chilima received payments amounting to $280,000 and other items from British businessman Thunes Sata in return for awarding Malawi government contracts. The Bureau says Chilima received kickbacks between March 2021 and October 2021 after awarding Malawi Defense Force and Malawi Police Service contracts to two companies connected to Sata. Chilima is facing 6 counts of corrupt practices by a public officer, profiting from government contracts and failing to make a full report to officers of the Bureau. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Malawi. Malawi's anti-
And Uganda closed schools nationwide on Friday to curb the spread of Ebola, despite the health minister insisting to AFP that new cases had declined. The directive to close schools 2 weeks before the end of term was announced earlier this month following the deaths of 8 children from the highly contagious disease. The outbreak has claimed 55 lives out of 141 known cases, according to Ugandan authorities, who have imposed lockdowns in Mubende and Kasanda. The measures include a dusk-to-dawn curfew, a ban on personal travel, and the closure of markets, bars, and churches. Lawmakers in France's lower house of parliament have adopted a bill to enshrine abortion rights in the country's constitution, the first step in a lengthy and uncertain legislative battle prompted by the rollback of abortion rights in the United States. The vote was 337-32 in the 557-member National Assembly. To be added into the Constitution, any measure must be first approved by majorities in the National Assembly and the upper house, the Senate, and then in a nationwide referendum. Authors of the proposal from a left-wing coalition argued the measure was aimed at protecting and guaranteeing the fundamental right to voluntary termination of pregnancy. Abortion in France was decriminalized under a key 1975 law, but there is nothing in the Constitution that would guarantee abortion rights. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.